This is Dakota Datebook for April 6th. North Dakota's 1977 legislature is probably most notable for its evenly divided House of Representatives and a dispute over the lieutenant governor's veto power in the Senate, an issue that wasn't resolved until voters had their say a year later. It wasn't an easy legislative session. On this date, in 1977, the Senate met in the morning for end-of-session ceremonies, eagerly watching for the House vote on a Republican proposal of a 70-cent-per-ton coal severance tax. The tax rate was a major fight between the two chambers, with the Senate a majority of Republicans and the House a 50-50 split between the two parties. Senate Republicans talked of a potential special session in June, or continuing the current session another 3 days if the House rejected the tax rate. Amid the coal tax deadlock were key votes on public television funding and school aid, plus an $18.5 million building bill. After lengthy discussion and compromises, the last day of the session adjourned around 7 a.m. on Friday, completing a 20-hour marathon. The lawmakers had crafted the state's first two-year budget of more than $1 billion and passed North Dakota's first charitable gaming law. North Dakota lawmakers have 80 days every 2 years to write new laws and budgets, and in 1977, the Senate used 67 days and the House 66. In 2013, they used them all. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.